Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever read the fine print on contracts? Me neither, but you might want to reconsider. Corporations have been inserting humorous clauses to see if anyone is paying attention. Like this coupon from a Mexican grill. Limit, one free item per customer because sometimes life isn't fair. Will not be replaced if lost or stolen, even if your dog ate it. If you are still reading this, you've won a trip to an exotic location. Actually, that's not true. Sorry for getting your hopes up. Beautiful. Here's some fine print from a social media site. You have to be at least 13 years old to use this service. We're serious. It's a hard rule based on federal legislation. But, you plead, I'm like 12.9 years old. Nope, sorry. If you're younger than 13, ask your parents for a PlayStation 4 or try books. Yes, I agree. We'd all be better off if we unplugged these phones and tried books. Two renters received their lease agreement and decided to have a little fun. They amended the document with a clause stating that, quote, the landlord shall provide birthday cake for the tenants on their birthdays June 7th and February 17th. Vanilla cake is not acceptable. The landlord didn't see the change and signed it, initiating what I'm sure was a pretty sweet arrangement. On a buy one, get one free coupon, it says, please present this card to the cashier and don't be surprised when they keep it. This is the fine print. Why are you still reading this? Really, this is getting silly. Go eat. When Ramona and I had three toddlers, we were so tired we could barely lace up our Velcro shoes. One day I saw an ad for a free weekend in a toddler-free hotel, so we hired my parents for free and took off. Soon we were touring an exquisite timeshare condo on a golf course and sleeping through a three-hour high-pressure sales onslaught. I finally told the guy, we'd like nothing better than a beautiful place to vacation, but we have no money. He said, no problem, the bank does. And he was right. So, I signed that document. I did. The next morning, reality set in as I did the math. My wife's stepdad taught math and understood contracts, so I phoned him and confessed. He said, read the fine print, Phil. You still have time to cancel. Ah, he was right. So I did. Lesson learned, count the cost. I've heard that nothing in fine print is ever good news. Perhaps the only exception in history was that timeshare document. You know, hair tonics for balding guys and anti-aging wrinkle-busting cream for gals always include fine print, like results may vary. I like that. Fine print is never in our favor, unless you look to the Bible. You'll find no fine print there. It doesn't boldly proclaim one thing and hide another. God, you see, is not a contractor. He's a covenant-keeping God. Throughout Scripture, God and his people form a bond through covenants that involve a lifetime commitment. And in Jesus, we celebrate the new covenant, the promise that because of his death on the cross, God will forgive our sin and restore fellowship with those who turn to him. But Jesus doesn't promise that life will be easy, that faith will be a cakewalk. He is perfectly upfront. In this world, you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He boldly declares that we are forgiven by grace through faith. There's no fine print. Results may vary depending on how hard you work. Just whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. The only fine print I've found promises a trip to an exotic location. Where? Out of this world.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.